Hide FM.
Welcome back to Hot Sea with me, San Francisco, where the tea is hot, the takes are hotter, and it's a chilly Friday night. It's raining, so I hope I can keep you cozy tonight. Let's get started. Here is my intro song with DJ Zoe.
Yeah. I just wanna go real hard. I just wanna go real hard. Pink diamond in the dark. I just wanna go real hard. 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 Pink diamond in the dark. I just wanna go real hard. I just wanna go real hard.
Hello, San Francisco. All right, it's a Friday night, so let's get started with Hot Sea with Meech. The words are drifting through Carl the fog tonight, that it's the roast, that the romance is alive. And while here in the Bay, not for everyone, while the couples are swaying past their coordinated puffer jackets, fingers looped together like their patent winter blist, someone else is heading towards a martini that promises an emotional hydration and a splash of denial. And yes, that someone is me. Because nothing spotlights your solitude quite like December in San Francisco. The air turns crisp, the light drips gold through the bay windows, the scarves are getting thicker, and suddenly you're wishing for someone to share a holiday drink with at a bar that requires a 1 hour wait, a mild personality screening, or a truly unhinged cover charge. But here's the thing, to all my fellow singles out there, wanting connection doesn't mean you're late. It just means that your heart is paying attention. And the holidays, yes, they do love to turn the volume up on that feeling. I mean, come on, go watch any holiday rom-com and tell me you don't feel personally attacked. I was so close to pulling the holiday, I even looked up a dog sitting or a house sitting job in another country. You literally have no idea, I was so serious. But that really made me wonder, do we actually want a partner, or do we want that relief of like comparison to those who have partners during this time? And yes, you know, is the pressure of being coupled up during this time louder right now, or is the desire to actually be close to someone a bit louder? Because December has a way of convincing us of that. It's chilly, it's cold, it's a lot right now. And yes, especially with the rain tonight, we want to be cozied up with someone. But just when you think the holidays are the only thing that's asking you to survive loneliness is that they raise the stakes. Because first come longing, then come gifting. The moment where the affections get wrapped up in a pretty bow and paper, and suddenly it feels like a pop quiz you did not study for. Spotted alongside the couples and the twinkly lights is the gift bags, swinging heavier than feelings. December may insist it's all about warmth and togetherness, but let's be honest, San Francisco, it's all about the receipts, the wish lists, and quietly evaluating how well your partner and your family knows you based on what's inside that box. Because nothing tests a relationship quite like the holidays. It is unspoken performance where love is measured in thoughtfulness, effort, and rather someone remember that one thing you mentioned casually back in August about what you want. So tonight, we're talking about both the ache for connection and the pressure to prove it. Because when you're single, dating, or deep in a situationship with a sharing, streaming password, December has an ice-cold options. And tonight, I have a special holiday tweet for all of you, because I'm joined by not one, but two guests. And yes, SF, they both happen to be named Natalie. Festive, symmetrical, meant to be, right? So, with our first, Natalie, we are talking about how compassion, self-connection, and how to stay open to love when winter makes us want to disappear into a heated blanket instead. So we're going to get started with our first guest really soon after this music break. But San Francisco, I want to remind you, the boldest move this season isn't comparing job titles or startup ideas. It's through tradition, starting up. It's about showing up, saying yes to the date, and deciding that your Friday night deserves a little hope, maybe a little holiday magic. So while I get our first guest ready, enjoy this tune, and we'll be right back with our guest. Natalie, and I'm so excited to have you tonight. So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Hello, I'm Natalie. I have been here for about 4 years in SF.
Love.
I'm from DC. I was a student until last week at USF.
Oh my God, congratulations.
Yes. And I was in art history, and now I am working in the gallery scene, still working in the gallery scene. Love it. I'm also an artist. Yeah. And I love Hyde. My friend sometimes DJs here. DJ Glacy, I think, is under her name. Obsessed. Aggie. I love her. And yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Yay. Thank you so much for being here. So you shared with me earlier that leading with compassion has been one of your biggest growth point in your relationships. And during that time of year where seasonal depression and loneliness kind of creeps in, and I really want to talk to you about how we can strengthen our connections to ourselves before, you know, we get to that point where we reach out to someone else, where we're like, all right, we're excited, we want a date, we want to get to that point. So how can we care for ourselves right now without closing ourselves off completely during this time?
I think being inward in a time where, like, if you're thinking winter solstice wise, yes, like, I think being inward is important, and returning to yourself and staying soft and warm to yourself.
Yeah.
Because it's cold out there. Okay? It's like raining for an entire week this week.
Yes.
But I mean, it's also really important to reach out and to really hold on to community. And yeah, it's true. I've really found a sense of learning through compassion, okay, but also a lot of self-dialogue. So I think for this season, it's really important to be, you know, spending time with yourself, but also reaching out. I mean, it kind of sounds obvious, but it's really important.
Of course. And can you tell us a little bit more about how you have been able to start that self-dialogue with yourself?
Yeah, I think it started with a conversation with my mom where I was asking her for advice. I was going through some bullshit. I was just trying to, like, figure out myself, and I was being very mean to myself. And I think it's really easy for us to be really unkind to ourselves, especially when it comes to finding love or wanting love or really just trying to figure out relationships with other people.
Mm.
And she said, when I was going through some really tough stuff, she's like, it's really important for you to stay soft with yourself right now. And that's kind of like this thing that I call with my friends, like, heaters. And my mom, okay, has a lot of heaters.
Okay.
And they're like these sayings that are so important and really hit to, like, the core of something.
Mm.
And yeah, being soft right now is really important.
I love that. So how do we stay soft, gentle with ourselves when everyone, you know, seems to just be paired up and just be in that kind of lovey-dovey holiday vibes right now?
I mean, you know, sometimes I have days like yesterday where I was like looking around a little like the Scrooge, if we're thinking seasonally. Yeah, I saw a bunch of couples yesterday, like, nonstop, and I was in this really negative self-talk, mm-hmm, kind of thing going on, and I was getting all, like, mean in my head.
No,
like,
I feel that. I do that too, yeah.
Yeah, and I was judging myself for being mean, and I was like, you know what, I think I could just, like, I was on the train, and I was like, okay, what if I, like, shift my headspace, because this is like a temporary feeling that I'm right. feeling right now through these emotions that I'm going through in my physical body. What if I shift my attention physically and, like, look outside at the trees and the grass and all these other things? And there's so much more to life than relationships, but relationships are so important.
Right.
But I think that balance is really important to find, where you're kind of dating yourself.
Yes, I love that you said that. Like, how can we kind of make that dating ourselves a little bit more special? Because I do that too, where I take myself on dates, and I have a whole date day where I take myself to museums, or, like, if there's a restaurant I really like, I make sure that I get a reservation there and just have a whole little date with myself and treat myself.
Yeah, I do it too, and I love it. And it's kind of an art you can build.
For, like, sure. I love that you said that. It's something we can build.
Yeah, your relationship with yourself is still a relationship.
For sure.
Like, it's still something you need to feed and grow with. And sometimes I hit up the local Buddhist monastery.
Okay.
And there's this one called Green Gulch.
Okay.
And it's a fantastic monastery in Marin.
Okay.
And on Sundays, they have these, like, kind of, it's like a church service. Mm-hmm. It's free, but there's, like, a, you can donate, and you should donate. But, I mean, there was this really great conversation that was being had that one day, like, last January.
Mm.
And this person came up, because there's kind of, like, people are able to speak after the Zen master is like having this Dharma talk, which is like speaking from the soul. And what came up for this one person was like, I sit with myself all the time. And I let myself sit with me and like the negative parts and all the things I don't like, and I let it be there. But I'm still not at peace. And he like stopped her and was like, oh, you have to sit with it as well. Like, it can't just sit with you.
Interesting. Okay. It just has to be like, you have to feel that part of yourself as well while you're sitting. Okay.
You can't just allow the things you don't like about yourself to be in your space. You have to accept them in as well.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
And I know it's really hard to accept that part of ourselves, especially the negative part. So that is really interesting. What is a kind of a low pressure, genuine way for us to connect with others right now?
If you have special people in your life,
like
family or friends, and if you don't even, like your barista or whatever, like,
okay,
honestly, if you can see someone on the street and you can give them a smile,
right,
it makes someone else's day, but it makes your own as well.
Of course. And I noticed that with SF, and I definitely do this, where we put our headphones in, we have our sunnies on, like we're not connecting with anyone as we're walking down the street, right? So I love that take, is just like smiling at a stranger. I love that. How about connecting with someone who in a romantic way, right? Like you're single, you're looking for love, you want to be dating out there, and during this time you're seeing all these couple around you, like how do you even feel comfortable going to a bar or even, you know, eating dinner, just being like, all right, like that person is cute, like I would love to go and just be like, hey, what's up, let's just start a conversation and connect in that way.
Something I've been like really loving recently is like within the dialogue within myself is like, how myself can I be in this moment right now? And I kind of play it, and I play into this sense of like, how do I want to act and be, like what's like, what wants to like spring out of me right now?
Okay.
And there's this bar in the Tenderloin I went to like last night or two nights ago with my buddy and his, and then my other buddies. And I mean, I was just hitting high notes, like during my laughter, like cackling laughter, then I just end it with like this long, like 1 minute laughter.
Why not, right?
And I was like, this is really what wants to come out right now, so I'm gonna let it.
I love that. I love that you just really stay true to yourself and like what you want to do in that moment.
Like if I want to laugh, sing, and like have like force out like the worst laugh I can, I will. And I think it's fun. It's a game. And also it can help other people like explore and have fun with themselves as well.
I agree. I think a lot of our listeners needed to hear that and just give themselves permission to do that. Because I think a lot of us right now, we don't like try to mute ourselves or anything like that. But like in a way we do, we just with our own inner dialogue. And I know I do that. So
yeah, like get weird out there.
Yes, you know why not? Let's get super weird. Because at the end of the day, like when we are looking for someone we want to truly connect with, like they're going to see all parts of ourselves, right?
So including like the weird parts and the parts that we're ashamed of.
Of course. But, like,
I mean, you gotta let them out, you know? you can't hold it in.
No. Even it's though just, we want to, it's just, there's no point in it at all. It's coming out.
I mean, it's coming out, like a fart.
No, I love that. No, it's true though. It's so true.
Yeah.
So like, what's one belief about like holiday romance you wish people would just kind of let go of? I know there's holiday rom-coms, there's all those Hallmark movies, and we have a vision or idea that we kind of see and believe in during this time of year. And to you personally, like what is one thing that people need to be like, nah, like this is just not realistic, like just do you. Just
I was gonna say like something about how ridiculous it is to put this notion of like finding the one, but I mean, if it rocks your boat, it rocks your boat,
right?
And I tend to think very strongly. When I have a strong connection, I try to honor it.
Okay.
And if that's what it feels like to me, it's what it feels like to me. And if something is like less serious and fun, mm-hmm. I think I should let it be that and not try to force it to be anything than it is in that moment.
Okay.
And so I think it's really letting things rest as they are. And not trying to force yourself to feel something or force someone else to feel something or force something to happen, especially in the holidays where like this notion of this intense thing.
Exactly, you know? Yeah. And so kind of going off of that, like, let's say, yes, I want this connection. This is what I'm going for. Like, how can we try to take that one tiny step towards, like, all right, like, we're gonna make it happen during this time?
I think it's something you gotta wait for.
Okay, and elaborate a little bit on that.
Yeah, like when you have a strong connection and it's meaningful and it's important to you and it speaks something to your soul, it's important to honor it, but you can't force it out, you know? Right. And even when you have those intense feelings and those intense connections, there's so many other factors that play into it, like how's your mental space at the time, you
know? Okay.
And where do you want to be in this moment, you know? And nothing has to happen immediately. Like, if you have a special connection with someone and you find that, recognize like the luck that is.
Of course.
And the value that it is to have that alone, outside of like whatever it could mean.
For
like,
sure.
To meet someone and to connect that way is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
For sure. And it's so rare because I feel like, yes, we connect with people, with friends and coworkers and, you know, people in everyday life. But having that kind of romantic connection is so special and so precious, for sure.
And I think when you find that, and if you find that, I think letting it be known is so important. Like,
and what do you mean, like, how you let your known to yourself, known to others?
Yeah, to yourself, but to another person too. Like, being okay, like, this is something really special and important to me. And regardless of where you're at in life and whatever, letting that be known as like the first thing, being like, okay, this is really special and there's like an intensity to this. And I want to honor that. And I want to let that be known.
Yeah.
Saying that, letting it like be said out loud is really important.
Of course. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Well, before you go, Natalie, tell our listeners what you are looking for in a relationship and how a partner can best support you during this holiday time.
I think in life, I'm always looking to meet people. I love meeting people. I love talking and connecting with people and exploring, you know, intensities within that. So I guess when I'm like looking for people, I'm really just looking to connect.
Okay.
And if somebody connects with me in a way that I like to honor that. I like to spend time with them.
No, I love that. I think connection is something we have lost in the past few years. And I think most of us are really trying to figure out a way how to reconnect with others in a human way. So, no, I so appreciate you being here and kind of giving us, you know, your thoughts on all of this. And to our listeners out there, if Natalie sounds like someone you would love to get to know, head over to my Instagram, which is hotcwithmeach, and DM us on why you should be connected with her for a possible date. And, or just even to chat, why not? So now we're going to take a quick music break, and our DJ Zoe is going to get us started with the perfect song to wrap up this segment. And take it away, Miss DJ Girl.
Thank you.
You got this. Yeah.
Yeah.
the North Pole for cynic. I won't even stay awake to hear those magic rain declare. 'Cause I just want you here tonight, holding on to me so tight. What more can I do? Oh, baby, all I want for Christmas is you. All I want for Christmas is you. All the lights are shining, so all I want for Christmas is Santa, tell me if you're really there. Don't make me fall in love again if he won't be here next year. Santa, tell me if he really cares. 'Cause I can't give it all away if he won't be here next year. Feeling Christmas all around and trying to play cool, but it's hard to focus when I see him walking across the room. Let it snow, it's blasting now, but I won't get in the mood. I'm avoiding every mistletoe until I know it's true. Love that he thinks of, so next Christmas I'm not all alone, boy. So on the 25th by the fireplace. Oh, but I don't want no broken heart. This year I've got to be smart. Oh, baby, if it won't be, if it won't be.
Girl, hey!
How are you doing, my girl? How's your Friday going?
Oh god, the traffic on the bridge was ridiculous.
So insane, right?
I was not about it.
I know, the rain plus Friday night, I'm sure that was so insane.
Yep, but it's for a good reason. We're going to Fisher!
We're going to Fisher tonight!
We're gonna unce the night away.
We will. If anyone's going to Fisher, come say hello!
Try to find us in the crowd. I doubt you will.
I know, I think it's gonna be so packed. So, tonight, we will be talking about some gifting icks.
Let's break it down.
Just gifting in general. Can we agree?
Yes.
Christmas might be the peak consumerism.
Yep.
But the real pressure doesn't come from the ads, does it? It comes from the people who love us and people who want us to love us correctly. And I want to talk to you about this because we're actually on the opposite ends of this topic. And I will go first because I'll admit, hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
You're never the problem.
I totally am, especially when it comes to this.
You're an overthinking queen, I know.
I am. And I know exactly what I want. And when I don't get it, oh my God.
The crash out is real.
It's so unreal. And I feel that quiet, guilty disappointment, not because the gift is bad, but because it feels like when we get the gift, I feel like, oh, do they even know me at all? And
see?
Then I spiral.
We can't be quiet. That's why we need a little wish list.
We do. And, you know, sometimes I'm like, am I being selfish for what I want?
Never.
Or... you're too sweet.
It's decisiveness.
It is. And I'm just like being honest on like how I want to feel loved. And like sometimes I feel super critical about someone who put in their time and effort and their hard-earned money. And I know this hits for me and I know it hits for all the listeners out there because I just so feel that. But here's the paradox though. Like I give you a list, you can't mess it up. And if I...
But what does messing up mean to you?
Well, I just feel like if
I give you a list, it kind of steals the magic of getting the gift, right? Because mm-hmm. the gift I really want, it, I wanted to prove that, like, you know me without instructions. But then again, like, we've been making lists for Santa since, like, we could even spell our own names.
But are the instructions or guidelines? I'll change the mind shift. Guidelines.
Oh, all right. Nellie, tell us what it is all about. But first, tell me where you stand on all of this.
I feel so much pressure with gifts. Before I met my boyfriend that I'm dating now, I thought I was the best gift giver in the whole entire world. Oh, hell no. He put me in my place. He's got tastes that I have never even heard of. Clothing, jewelry, just like the stitching of a jacket. I didn't know it mattered until him. So I have struck out so many times, but 5 years in, I have learned.
Okay.
So the pressure is off, but I feel like it became such a stressor for me.
Okay.
Where, single or not, it's just so stressful because when you first think about a gift, you try to read their mind.
Of course.
But then you get in your own head about it.
Yep.
And I go down the rabbit hole. But you kind of just have to remember it's not that serious.
It isn't. But I feel like gifting feels so emotionally charged.
It's personal.
It's personal, especially during the holidays. Like, why do you think that is?
I don't know. I feel like we live in such a materialistic era right now.
Yeah.
Everything is easy. Amazon delivers to your door the next day. Mm-hmm. Things are disposable. Exactly. Things aren't being loved and cared for like things you find in a thrift store. Like, sure, those things are lasting, and girl, the Shein tops are going in the garbage. So it just feels like we're kind of in this materialistic mindset of like trash and go.
No,
pick
sure.
anything it's up. So there's no lot. Personal stuff.
Yeah.
And I also think social media.
Okay, let's like, put that down.
Personal, I'm like stalking all of the influencers on what's on their Christmas lists, on their Amazon links.
And all their guides that they're giving.
The guides are good. Hannah G from The Bachelorette. Okay. You have my heart. She has the best freaking links.
No, she does.
But I just feel like we have so much access to each other.
For sure.
That people didn't have before. So I feel like the comparison comes in, like, oh my God, like, you got the new Lululemon leggings from your boyfriend and I got the Target ones. Why do I care?
Right.
Why do I care? Is it like a name brand thing? Is it a status thing? I just feel like those are all feelings like swirling around in your head.
Of course, but where do you think that pressure actually comes from? Is it just because everyone is posting on social media? Is it maybe like past disappointments or is it just the comparisons that like putting on each other?
I think gifting is so personal that the disappointment and comparison is so personal.
Okay.
So I feel like right now, a lot of pressure comes from like comparing our relationships to what we see online. Like,
I agree.
Did your boyfriend get you something or not? did so-and-so listen to your wish list? Or get you something that they wanted to get you that is just totally off base.
Yes, and that's how sometimes I feel, where I'm like, I gave you a list, but you just went like so left way. And I'm like,
it's okay if you go left way and it like teeters on your interests and likes, but if it's out in left field, like you got me football game tickets and I don't fucking watch that.
What is sports?
What is sports? So I just feel like a lot of that pressure comes from wanting to feel seen and loved and feel heard.
Of course. I think a lot of listeners are agreeing right now.
Yeah, because I mean, like, list or not, like you mentioned earlier with Nat Squared over there, you know, you have that feeling of, is my partner listening to me throughout the year?
Right.
Are they paying attention? Are they attentive? And they don't have to be, like, making it such a difficult thing to listen, because your partner should want to listen to you. But with my partner, he is so bougie and a diva that I have a notes app
that I keep track all year.
I've got sizes, I've got brands, I've got links.
Well, then how can couples kind of lower that emotional stakes of giving, like, without losing the meaning and, like, you know, the preciousness of it?
I'm a comms major, so just communicate. Like, that is at the end-all, be-all answer of just how to take the edge off. Okay. Take the pressure off. Communicate. If I have to break it down and say, hey, I'm really stressed. I'm not going to get you something you're going to like. Can you provide me with a wish list?
Okay.
Hey, what kind of jewelry do you like? Do you like silver or gold?
Simple.
Break it the frick down. But if you want to be mysterious.
Okay.
Pay attention. Like, what kind of things are in your partner's purse?
Oh. Okay.
What are they carrying around? They carry chapstick? Get them a Summer Fridays little lip balm thing. You know? Do they have sunglasses floating around with no case? Get them a case, as you did for me.
I got her a case. I was just like, girl, you cannot be raw dogging the glasses right now.
I do be raw dogging the freaking lenses.
Crazy.
So just take that extra time to just slow down and look. Like, what does your partner like to do? Do they go to a coffee shop every day?
Okay.
Grab
a little coffee gift card.
Yeah. A little, like, coffee maker, like a fun little new flavor they can brew at home in the morning. Like, simplify it. Dumb it down for yourself.
Yeah. Well, then what should people really remember, like, during, you know, their holiday gifts that they're shopping for and that, like, doesn't land with, like, the way they hope for those people?
Girl, if it doesn't land, there's a gift receipt. There's a gift receipt, Amazon return. It is so easy to look at it from a different lens of a learning.
Okay.
You're learning about your partner instead of trying to be a people pleaser. Like, you don't need to please everyone. You just need to pay attention to them.
Yeah. That's so cute. That's so true. Like,
yeah.
I think as humans, we've just kind of forgotten how to listen to each other, how to be attentive to each other.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think we're all kind of relearning all those kind of traits within ourselves.
Yeah, and especially like in your 20s and 30s, like you're becoming like your most truest self.
Sure.
You're figuring out what you like. Yeah. I try not to shop at Hollister anymore, but damn, those cardigans get me. I'm trying to be an Abercrombie girly.
Okay.
We're trying out here.
We're trying.
So tastes are constantly changing.
Of course. And I think as we grow within ourselves, I think people around us need to understand that growth and just kind of meet us where we're kind of heading towards too.
Yeah. And if your gift doesn't land, like, it's okay. There's always next time. Or I gave a gift. I was our first year dating. And I was so nervous. I felt like I knew everything but nothing about him.
Yeah.
That I looked back and I was like, oh, we watched this funny show called I Think You Should Leave. And I went on Etsy and I got one of these shirts that was from an episode. I thought it was the funniest gift.
Okay.
Well, it didn't fit. So I just guessed.
We'll get the sizing right next time.
Oh, my God. I tried and tried. And he comes out and it's like skin tight. You can't button. He goes, thanks, babe.
Oh.
So sweet. Like, just with that kind of like, ooh, face on, like, oh, I know you tried, but it didn't land. So just like, when you're thinking about gifting, think about the intention behind it.
I love that.
He knew the intention was good, but now it's our like funniest inside joke. Remember when you tried to buy me clothes? And I was like, yeah, diva, I remember. I can't even do a joke gift now.
No, I love that though. I think sometimes I even forget myself that, like, at the end of the day, like, the material thing doesn't even matter. It's the more intention behind the gift. And the fact that, like, they even thought about getting that is more special.
I know. I, like, even, like, every anniversary for us, I always draw him a card. I know that sounds...
No, that's so cute.
So I pull up Pinterest, I get some little doodle inspo, and then I design, like, the front of the card and write a message. Because my love language is words of affirmation.
Okay.
A little bit of gifting. I'm kind of salty now. But with that being my love language, like, that is such a personal and, like,
of course.
I don't know how to say, like, affordable way. Just more genuine.
No,
like,
for sure.
It doesn't cost money to tell your person you love them.
No.
Or you love the growth you had together this year. And you draw a cute little freaking picture on the front.
It's so, like, personalized and, like, you put in, like, your actual, like, drawings, like, doing that part, so.
Do you remember when I did friendship bracelets when we went to the Aero store?
Yes.
Oh, girl, everyone got one in their stocking because I had extra.
No, that was so cute. And, like,
that was fun.
I'm sure, like, everyone just so appreciate that.
Yeah.
It came from you.
Yeah, just be, like, be silly with it. Like, if it's a freaking friendship bracelet, that could be fun. Hey, Travis Kelce worked with him and Taylor.
That's true.
With his number on it.
That is true, and guess what? They're having their wedding soon. So,
oh, girl.
That is so wild.
They paid a couple for their wedding spot.
Oh, my goodness.
They bought them out. I know.
It's insane. I literally can't wait. Well, Natalie Bug.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being on Hot Seat with me and always supporting me. I love you endlessly, and I'm so excited to dance our night away at Fisher tonight.
Finally wore comfy shoes.
Yes. No, we're going to be dancing it up. And to our listeners tonight, thank you so much for tuning in and letting us, you know, be cozy with you all this season. I want to end this episode by reminding you all that you don't need a relationship wrapped up in a pretty bow before the end of the year. And the New Year's around the corner, bringing fresh starts, you know, better timing, keeping yourself just, you know, like loving yourself.
You are the gift, babe.
We are the gift.
Yes.
So just keep choosing yourself. You're not too late for love. You're just warming up. And trust me, the beginning is closer than it looks. So
manifest.
Here is to our last song to really get us in the mood for Christmas time. Have a holly, jolly holiday and happy New Year, San Francisco. And who knows, maybe we'll fall in love in the new year. So tune in January 16th at 7 p.m. for our next show. This is yours truly's Meech, and this has been Hot Seat with Meech. Have a fabulous night, San Francisco, and here's a little Christmas time to end this show.
Bye.
Bye.
Christmas Eve, I could not sleep, trying to catch that old Saint Nick, leaving presents under my tree.